Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Kelly Jefferson is president of OSF Healthcare St. Francis Hospital and Medical Group. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
140 years old today.
Today, yes.
You're going to look a day over 20.
Well, I'm here, privileged to have the opportunity to be here today to represent OSF's 140th anniversary of providing Catholic healthcare in the Upper Peninsula.
There aren't a lot of businesses that last that long.
Right.
What do you think is the secret with OSF? What is the... been the situation?
I think the secret is that we were called to serve in this area, and our ministry has been sustained for many reasons, largely due to the support that we receive from this wonderful community.
So 140 years ago, I trust that there was a little bit more snow and colder weather than there is today.
Yes. So
that happened when the sisters came from Illinois to sign a document. So tell us that story.
So it's interesting, the story, how it began. So there was the Delta County Hospital, when that was first built in 1883. It was quickly identified that there was a lack of nursing staff to provide care at the hospital. So the attending physician at the time, Dr. James Tracy, he was also the mayor of Escanaba, and he had made a connection with Reverend Eugene Butterman at the time, and Reverend happened to know, he was the pastor of St. Joseph's Church here in Escanaba. So he at the time happened to know his sister, Sister Barbara Markford, and she had a connection to the sisters in Peoria. So that's how we first received our call. They contacted us to say, hey, we heard you were providing health care in Peoria, Illinois. Would you be interested in coming here also? So in 1884, in February, the sisters came. And so there was a journey of five sisters who came to initially sign the document and to provide care here for the residents in Delta County and beyond. So
little did they know, 140 years later, we'd still be talking about them.
Right. We have no record of their journey, but I can only imagine what it was like to get here in that distance from at that time of the year.
Especially since most travel was done by ships probably in those days. And the bay had to be frozen.
Was it a train? Was it dog sled? I don't know. I don't know.
More than likely a train, I guess. So what is the mission today for the hospital, and how has it changed over the 140 years?
I would say the mission of our foundress had promised to care for all individuals who were brought to us for care with the greatest care and love, and we would turn no one away, regardless of their ability to pay, and that continues to be the mission of St. Francis. We have evolved incredibly over the years, but that foundational mission remains the same, and that will go unchanged.
But how is the hospital doing?
We're doing well. We're doing very well. We are we're coming out of that kind of, I call it the COVID fog that we all had, right? And I'm just so tremendously thankful for the support that we received from our community during the pandemic. And I mean, COVID continues, right? But we are doing well coming out of the pandemic. Here, we had realized some things during the pandemic that we could care for patients in different ways. So we're using a bit more telemedicine, and that's directly targeting specialists. So we have contracts with various specialty physicians that allow us to care for different kinds of inpatients than when we would have normally would have tried to care for, I guess, before the pandemic. So we now have specialty resources available that we had not previously had that allows us to keep additional individuals in this community, so we're not having to transfer them out for care. So really,
such as
some pulmonary patients, so COPD, complex COPD patients that we may have tried to transfer out previously, we can keep it at the hospital because we have specialty resources that help to guide that care. Also, some stroke patients, if it's a mild stroke, something that's not interventional, we have neurologists that will help to guide that care for that patient. Also, our new relationship with Bellin Health for cardiology services, the Bellin cardiologists are providing not only outpatient visits 5 days a week for our community, but also they're also doing inpatient consults, so we're able to expand our cardiac care as well.
That was just recently announced. Have you implemented it already then?
Yes, so we have the clinic sites. Phase one is up and running. That opened in August, so we do have advanced practice providers, which are physician assistants or nurse practitioners or medical doctors, the MDs as well. We have care providers in the clinic 5 days a week, and then also are doing inpatient or emergency department consults on the hospital side. But in July, we will be opening the cath lab that we're currently is under construction in the hospital. So really excited about expanding our diagnostic capabilities with that.
Where is it in the hospital?
It's currently where the old business office was. So if you walk in the hospital, it's the area kind of behind registration there. It actually, it connects into the sterile corridor of the operating rooms. So
you're not going to bill me anymore, or did you move them?
You still will get a bill.
Oh, darn.
That's all done through Peoria now.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it actually is. So it's a centralized billing office now.
Yeah. Well, first of all, what does it mean to be able to provide that kind of care locally?
Oh, it means everything. There's only one cath lab currently in the Upper Peninsula, and that's at UPHS, which they do a great job. But unfortunately, being the only one, they sometimes... It can take a little bit to get in for care, or patients like options. And so there are people that right now that are choosing sometimes to exercise their options, and they may leave the Upper Peninsula for care. So they may choose to go down to Green Bay. So we're really looking forward to be able to give another option for residents of the Upper Peninsula, especially being able to keep people right here in the community. Sometimes people elect not to get that care because they can't drive even to Marquette to get it. So we are thrilled to be able to have another option for people.
You mentioned the connection to the headquarters in Peoria, Illinois. You have a combination of 16 hospitals plus a lot of clinics that you're connected with, but they're all in that area down there. You're kind of like the outlier up
we
here.
Are. Yep.
It's amazing that first of all started and you continue to have that, but it certainly puts you in a different situation than other parts of the organization.
It certainly does, but we do tap into the strength of the organization. For instance, the medical center in Peoria is still our reference lab. So if there's testing that we don't do here, no hospital does all testing themselves, laboratory testing themselves. So we send our specimens down to Peoria, just like all the other hospitals do. We also benefit from great technology like our Epic medical record that we currently utilize for patients. That's something that is extended even to us, even though we're not in the central Illinois location like all of the others. Our sisters believe that if it's good enough for their central Illinois locations, it's definitely good enough for Escanaba. The sisters are proud to serve the Upper Peninsula. They are proud to be a Catholic healthcare provider in the Upper Peninsula, and they will continue. The plan is to continue that legacy long into the future, as long as we are continue to be called to serve here. So,
140 years here in Escanaba. I know you're approaching 200 with the overall organization, so it wasn't very far.
Right. We're the third, actually.
What?
We were the third hospital in the
system.
Third
hospital in the system. Now there's 16. You have a lot of celebrations this week to do that, and one of them is to give all of the employees, which is over 600 of them, a T-shirt.
Yep.
I'm assuming that's what you're wearing here this morning.
I am, yes.
It says OSF Healthcare on the front. Is there anything on the back? Oh, look at that. Oh, you got the pictures of the old hospitals and a couple along the way, and it says serving the community for 140 years.
All three of our hospitals throughout the years, yes.
Okay.
Images of those.
So we'll be able to see those around town. You do have a lot of employees. Might not realize that it is one of the top major employers in Delta County.
We do. Yes, when we did, when we looked at all of our volunteers and our community council members and really anyone that touches OSF to get them a T-shirt, it was almost 700 T-shirts that we needed. So it's pretty impressive when you, it's humbling, honestly, the amount of people that takes to pull all that off every day. And so many of those that do that on a volunteer nature, just because they believe in the mission of OSF and what we're doing. So
all of them maroon, or are they coming in different colors?
They are all maroon. So long sleeve,
so
short sleeve
we'll
was the
them.
Only option. There is one event this week that I would like to call out.
Well, we're going to go through
them. Okay, good, good, good.
So I also wanted to say that because you started with a connection through St. Joseph, now St. Joseph, St. Patrick's, you have an event coming up on Friday to help commemorate that.
It's Thursday.
Thursday, I'm sorry.
Thursday the 15th at 4:30, we are having a mass, which will be led by Bishop Durfler. So very excited to have him coming down to celebrate this wonderful landmark with us, this wonderful milestone with us. And so it will be at 4:30 at St. Joseph St. Patrick's in Escanaba. And we would love for the community to come and celebrate Mass with us. And then also please join us for a time of food and fellowship in the basement afterwards as well. And if you can't make it for Mass, please just come join us for food and fellowship. We'd love to celebrate with you. This celebration is about our mission partners, our employees, and the fabulous work that they have done for and caring for this community for 140 years. But bigger than that, it's in celebrating with our community. It's really amazing that you have trusted us as your healthcare provider for 140 years, and we are just so grateful for that, and thank you for your partnership with that as well, and all the support.
One of the other events is Giving Blood, not at the hangar. It's going to be over at the YMCA, the Northern Lights YMCA.
Some new federal regulations that won't allow us to use the hangar anymore.
Was that what happened? I was wondering what happened. Well, that's not fair.
So, yes, we want to make sure we keep them in compliance so they can do flights when we need those. Exactly. So we will be partnering with the YMCA in the future for our
and that's
blood donations.
Tomorrow?
It's on Friday.
That's on Friday.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm getting them mixed up here.
That's okay.
Off the top
there's
of my
a
head.
Community.
So what's tomorrow?
There's at the YMCA as well. So YMCA is a great partner.
That's the screening one.
Yes,
right?
They're doing some screenings, you know, like Know Your Number screenings. So I think it's blood glucose and cholesterol.
Okay.
Yep.
So those are the three that I'm aware of.
Yep.
Was there anything else that you
those
do?
Those are the external. But what, we
you
have
got lots going on inside.
We do. Okay. Right, so we have a historical display set up. So in Peoria, because we have such a long history, it's very important to our sisters that we track all of this and that we have record of all that they've accomplished in the ministry. And so we have the archivist from the ministry has set up a historical display for us. So please stop by on the second floor lobby of the hospital and see that. We would love to have you stop by.
Is that in the conference room then? Or?
It's on the second floor lobby. So it's kind
lobby,
of
okay.
If right as you get off the elevators, there's the lobby there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the spot. And then tomorrow we're having just a time of cake and fellowship with our mission partners. On Wednesday, we're taking a little break because it's Ash Wednesday. So we're just wearing red for Heart Month. And then Thursday, we are having a quarterly mission partner appreciation meal. So we have a meal once a quarter where we just say thank you to our employees for all that they do. They do tremendous work every single day, and it's good to just pause and thank them for that. So that's our mission partner appreciation meal. Also, we will have Mass that day, and then our time of fellowship afterwards. And then Friday, we have some other fun things planned that we have not released yet. But
okay.
So, yep. And we'll be doing some trivia with the staff throughout the week, too, just making sure they're up to date on all the facts that we have from our journey over the years, and just give out some fun prizes, trying to make it a fun week. But
why is it important to celebrate 140-year?
I think it's important because, like you said, not many organizations last 140 years. And I think it just is important to celebrate the commitment that not only that our sisters have to this community and to providing the service of healthcare in this area, but also to celebrate, again, the support that the community has provided to us for all those years. Healthcare is a tough business, and we can't do this alone. And we're incredibly grateful that, again, the community has entrusted us with this awesome responsibility and that they partner with us in that. So important to pause and celebrate that.
And then look towards the future. So what is the future?
The future
possibilities are.
Right now we're working on a lot of partnership development or just expanding our specialty services. We really are focusing on with the construction of our new cancer care clinic. We're working on really expanding our cancer care as much as we can in our footprint here in Delta County. Also, the cath lab is a big new future endeavor for us here. That's taking on a whole new service line. And then also seeking to partner with either other healthcare partners or to recruit to have other specialty services like urology and ear, nose, and throat. That's another one that we would love to have back. So continuing just to try to bring as many things here close to home.
Kelly Jefferson is the president of OSF Healthcare St. Francis Hospital and Medical Group, 140 years old today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at hometownescanaba.com we connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.